Last week's storm has taken an enormous toll on communities up and down the Jersey Shore, destroying homes and businesses, tearing up boardwalks, and eroding beaches. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian has been traveling up and down the coast, visiting some of those communities and speaking to residents to get a sense of how things have changed.
Atlantic City sustained a near direct hit from Sandy, but Saturday night, just a day after a mandatory evacuation order was lifted, business downtown seemed to be mostly back to normal, and the casinos had reopened. The rows of slot machines were largely empty, though, and out on the boardwalk, there was hardly a soul in sight. Brent Rivers works the night shift as a rolling chair operator. Rolling chairs, as their name implies, are basically push-powered taxis that have been shuttling tourists up and down the Atlantic City boardwalk for over a century. Rivers says that even after Hurricane Irene last year, tourists seem to come right back, but this time is different.
With this storm, this is the deadest I've ever seen it. There's a lot of things that should be going on here tonight, but like most of the shows got canceled just because of the weather and there's nobody here. And the only reason why people aren't here is because they're misinformed.
Misinformed, he says, about the extent of the damages in Atlantic City. While some residents on the bay side of the island were flooded from their homes, the tourist area remained untouched. The only part of the boardwalk that was harmed was a small section on the north end that most people never visited anyway. Rivers gets paid by the ride, so he's struggling without paying customers, and he hopes they return soon. But Atlantic City's problems pale in comparison to places like Belmar, a tiny beach community and surfing destination. Kim Balestrino was cleaning out her flooded apartment across the street from piles of sand and lumber where a boardwalk once stood. She said she can't even begin to calculate all that the storm took from her.
The way the boardwalk was, the way the people were, the way the business were, like the pizza place, DJs, just, you know, everything down here, bar anticipation, or our little restaurants that we know from town are all destroyed. So yeah, it can be rebuilt, and yes, it can be brand new, and it's going to be anew, but it will never be the same as we remember it.
Kim Balestrino's friend Amy Gentili chimed in, gesturing to the apartment's front porch.
I don't think you understand that, like, this right here is the spot.
Yeah.
People come from Staten Island, Long Island, New York, and they all come up here and get shots and laugh and have a good time. This is, like, central location. As soon as April hits, maybe May, everyone is, like, boom, on it.
Everybody, that's
grilling,
Scott's house.
Drinking.
Scott and Kim's. Gotta go to Scott and Kim's, but yeah. Now it's gone.
A bit further up the coast, Annette Goff was venturing out to the water's edge in working-class Asbury Park for the first time since the storm. Landmarks in town like the Convention Hall and the Stone Pony, the club where Bruce Springsteen got his start, were spared, but the boardwalk pavilions were badly damaged, and police cordoned them off to prevent looting. Goff is still without power and heat, but compared to what others are facing, she said her troubles are pretty minimal. Asked if she thought the region would be able to recover, she said it's not the physical places that make the Jersey Shore what it is.
No, it's the people that make it. So I think the memories and everything, it will make new memories, and it'll come back. I know it will. We're tough.
But, she added, maybe people shouldn't build so close to the water in the future. After all, she said, you can't fight Mother Nature. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.